It's a Gresha. Lo tzricha disle oshan achwiti. Have oshan achwiti, and that's why there's no din of segresha. The Rambam, when he quotes his Gemara, left out the ukimta of isle oshan achwiti. He said it's mutter. It's mutter. It doesn't say only in the case of oshan achwiti. Similarly, there's another famous Gemara which we spoke about already before, but the Gemara, okay, let's look at that Rambam. We're looking at nothings. In other words, we're not looking at somethings, we're looking at nothings. What do I mean by nothings? Chas v'shalom, the word nothing. That the Gemara tells you that the case of where it's permissible to take the berries off the hadas is referring to a situation where there is a Hoshana Achwiti, when the Rambam quotes this, the Rambam just simply conveniently omitted that ukimta. Sounds like it's against the Gemara. The Gemara said it's permissible to remove the berries when there's a Shana Achwite. When the Rambam writes over here, look what it says. Hayu anava merubos me'olav. Okay. Talks about it's kimitake, it's not really a mitake. Nothing. No mention over here about the question of the yesh to hashan achriti or ein hashan achriti. The second case is a Gemara which we spoke about already. That's a Gemara Masech the Shabbos. We'll see the Gemara again. And we've seen it before already. Actually, we saw the Tosis really, but with the Gemara proper. We should see the Gemara itself. Daf Kuf Gimel Manav. The Gemara has a Mishnah. What does it say? Hachoresh kolshu is chayef. Okay? And then there are other situations in which a person is tolesh ulshin. I gotta make this bigger for you. Hatolesh ulshin of azare zirodim. Taking things off the ground. Im la chila kegrogus, im la behema kolopiagdi, im la hesek kadei lashal bistakala, im la yabas is a karka kolshay. Fek the Gemara, otu kulu lo yabas is a karinenu. Or Rabbi Meir says, "Tavaya b'agam shana." Rabbi Omer, if you temer is soda, the lav agam klon lo miskarin. I psik reishav lo yomus lo tzricha de ka'ovid ba'ara de chavrei. That we're referring to a case where it's your friend's field. You don't care if it looks nice or not. The Rambam quoted this dim at all the various shurim and didn't mention the fact that it's talking about Arad Chavre. Left it out. That's a Rambam Rabosai in Hilchos Shabbos. Where is it in Hilchos Shabbos? Let's just see Rambam. Hilchos Shabbos. Rambam quotes his din of the sugya in Masechta Shabbat of Kugimu, where the Gemara there says explicitly these shiurim are only referring to a case of Arad Dechavre. Right? Rambam left it out. Hatolish ulshin mazayz rodim lachila grogus behema l'gdi hasaka beitza. Whoa! The Gemara said it's only by Arad Dechavre. Rambam left it out. Rabbi saying it's a big problem. Why to leave it out? Let's see if we can find the first one around. Bam. Is it Shirashim, Rabbosai? The Shirashim, the Klolim of the Mekeves and Mishnah, the very beginning of Perek Aleph of Hilchos Shabbos. Very, very lengthy. Here's the Aruch. Psikresha. Lo nichale, a whole discussion. Watch this. Rashi and Shulta Giborim. What do they say? Can we see what Rashi says? What's he referring to? Here we go. Watch this. Svachim Tzadi Aleph, we've seen already before. Hamisnadev Yain, maybe it's Mizalfal Gabi Isha. Fetting about Mechabe, Rav Shimri, Tovashin Miskavin Mutter. Hiksha Rashi, Vim Toma Psik Reshu, Tirits, Te Evsha de Mizale Petipin Dakin, Hilgoch Inami Mizale Petipin Gassin, Mechabe, Tovashin Miskavin Mutter. Amazing! That's what his track. The Oroch says Psik Reshu Lo Nichole. That's not what Rashi said. So what's the Rashi say? Rashi said what the Shulchan Gibarim said. What did he say? All is on the Marma Kamsa. And he goes, Savti Bechidushai, the call Maisa She'ev Shalaso Zulas HaPsikresha, or Zafilo Ovid also the Master of Psikresha, Shari! Kilomaskav is on the Psikresha. Amazing. What are they saying? It's mut, unless it is what I call in my language a super Psikresha. Give that expression, but I'm trying to drive it. What's a super Psikresha? It's impossible to do one without the other. When it's possible to do one with or without the other, it can either be Mekayim, Zilu, Ayayin on the Mizbech, with thick drops or with thin drops. One way will put out the fire, one way will not. So even if you choose to use thick drops, it's not considered Psik Reshu, you could use thin drops. This is what the Rashi says in Mesechta Zvachim. The Shulchan Giborim said it in Mesechta Shabbos, Asanya Makoros, and that's what he says in the Shita Sarambam. And that's why the Rambam left out all the Yukintas. Once I'll find you a case, we can do it without the Avera. Even if you do it in a situation where there was no possibility of avoiding the Avera, Psik Reshu, it's mutter anyway, Rabbi Osai. The Rambam left out many of the very, aside from Arad Chavre, says the Kemes Mishnah, he left out a number of other Yukintas as well. Ram gives an example of Psik Reshu. What is the case? Watch this. The Rambam gave the case. Tzorech Rosh Ha'of L'tzachek Bo. Shenimtza Miskavin Lachtok Rosh Ha'of. V'i'ev Shol L'chatcho Mikan V'chaya. Havlikin Miskavin L'amiso. Which we call a super Psik Reshu. The case of the Rambam, there's no way in the world it can ever cut off a head of a bird and the bird shouldn't die. It's an impossibility. And therefore that's considered to be a Psik Reshu. Says the Aruch has a different shot. He says you need the dam. There's a she'ena miskayim alach tocharosh el lohoti dam. For ye'ev shalohoti dam below hamosa. It's not considered to be a Psik Reshu even though you cut off the head because you could have gotten the dam out without cutting off the head, Rabbi Osai. Fine. This is the Aruch, and this is the Rambam. Later on, he's going to say, it's a very long piece here. Oh, lo tzricha dekav emar dechavre, lavu kimti. Oh, wait, everyone else learns. As I told you in my own words. That's what I told you. But didn't say that in the Gemara. I said it. And he had cotton. I'm very cotton. I'm putting extra words into the Gemara. So the Mekev and Samish, you can't do that. According to the standard judge, I should have said, Hachem b'mayaskinam, b'mayar b'chavre. Didn't say that. Milo mashkachas le, the Ovid b'ar d'chavre, lo shayach le'abas esakaka, it's not a super Psik Reshu. Meridik. Meridik. This is what that's what he says. All my I want to do is lock it already day. Right? What do I want? That's not my desire. My mind is Liktsar Zirod and Leitzim. I don't care where it is. Even Shabbat the Chavre, it's called Eidim Eskavein, Rabosai. Amazing. Amazing. Oh. Says the Mekeves HaMishnah, it's not the same as Shabbos Kuf Chof, B'ner Shachol Yadelis. It's it's a psik resha. Or mila b'tzaras, it's a psik resha. Afagav de evsha ba'olam leftoach v'lomel below kibur yakzisus b'heres. No. Kema da hash de ikan nera b'heres, it's a psik resha. In the present circumstance, Rabbi Osai, it's going to be a psik resha. We'll have to get to that a little bit later, how you define that precisely. It's a little complicated. Okay. Go a little further. Uvahachi nicha nami di rabbeinu chasuka. Lo tzricha dis leyoshan achriti. Doz lo havelik kavanosu lelakit lachila. Psik resha. Hilgach ki les lay nami ashat achrita. Havli dova shena miskavein. Kevan sh'en kam psik resha letikin mono. Which means that since it's like Arad HaChavre. There the Gersa is. Hocha b'mayaskina dis leyoshan achriti. That's one Gersa. Rashi had a different Gersa. Lo tzricha. They didn't have Hocha b'mayaskina. Meridik. And there's another Rambam, a third Rambam. Divir Rabbeinu, Bihilchos Korban Pesach, the Mefarish came in the Motzi Ovid B'Barzi. What's this Barzi story? To share the okay, I don't want to lose this here. I won't. I'm afraid I'm going to.
You know what? I'm going to lose the place.
I'm going to read it first and then share the Gemara. I'm going out of order because I'm afraid I'm going to lose the place. All right, just be patient. It's always out of order. The leka hefshet en kavanoso ela lahotzi ha pesach hilchachi nami mafshet kedarko kevin shen kavanoso lahavshet lave psik resha. Who else do you find it? A fourth place. Where is the fourth place you find this, Rabbi Osai? Where do we have it? We had it by Ara dechavre Hoshana achrita. This we'll see soon. It's called Barzi Bezuye. And there's one more case. What I just saw here. I'm pretty sure I saw it, but I guess didn't quite see it. I saw it before. I'll share the fourth case later. Let's first see the two Gemaras. One's a Gemara in Masechta Shabbos. Daf Kuf Yud Zayin, Rabbi Osai. Amud Aleph. Look what it says over here. What's going on? There we go. Person is allowed to remove the skin. Go to the little boy. You don't need the skin. What's called? Normally, you need the skin, you peel off the skin, that's considered to be one of the malachas. It's called hefshet, flaying.
Skin?
No, animal, chas v'shal, please. Ba'ayda matavayu modi abshim epsik reshav lo yomus. Answer the Gemara. The shokalei bebarzi. Taking off with tweezers, there's no flat skin. The Rambam said it's mutter. Didn't say a word about tweezers. That's another case. Final case, so the fourth case, keep all these cases in mind, is the Gemara Masechta Beitza. The Gemara discusses the prohibition of draping a mat of sorts on a beehive because you're trapping the bees. So the Gemara has the following. The Gemara says, how can you do it? Uvachlo yiskaven lotzud, ay psik resha. Gemara says, the ispe kevi, there's a window that the bees can fly out. But the Ram quotes it in without matching a window. How can it be? Says the Mekevus HaMishnah, in effect, All four the same. There were four with kimtas. Doesn't say halacha b'maaskinan. Oh, but here it does say it. Oops. Maybe there's another gear here too. I don't know. That is, once you can find a case where there's not a psik resha, it's not therefore what we call a super psik resha. It's mutter in any event, even in the case where there is no window. This is Shitas Rambam, Shitas Rashi, and Zvachim, Shitas Shulta Giborim, as we saw. Lefiani is daiti, this depends on the Chakira as well. Back to our old Chakira. If you say that psik resha is a mechavein, this makes no sense. Who cares what you could have done? Right now, in the present situation, you're doing A and never leads to B, you'll label it as a mechavein on B. Should be awesome. But if you learn, Rabbo Sai, that psik resha is chad maisa, it's then arguable, although not mukhrach, it's then arguable, it's only called chad maisa in a situation in which it's impossible to do A without B. But what if I could, there are two ways of doing A, one which will automatically lead to B, one which will not. Even though I choose the first way, which never leads to B, I could have done it the second way. So it's not called chad maisa, Rabbo Sai. It's not called the psik resha, Rabbo Sai. Most poskim hold against the Ramba. Most poskim quote the Ukimtis. Shulchan Aruch is when it comes to Dvor, that it has an opening. But there might still be a difference between one case and the other, Rabbo Sai. As far as the Aruch is concerned, maybe the Aruch will admit in the case of Suvim Segregation. Who said so? The Rivosh. This is the Rivosh of Osai, an incredible Rivosh, where he really laces it into somebody who disagreed with him. And we'll spend a few minutes just in the polemics, just to get a taste of how our Gedolim weren't afraid to say it like it is. An amazing Jew. Somebody got up and said, it's mutter. He tells his name. This is where he lived. Pan Pluna, that is. L'Rav Chaim, Natre Rachmana, Ben Glipfa. How's your Hebrew, guys? You have good Hebrew? This is a polemic. Re'isicha, Ayel Menageach, V'kanayim miyotcha l'chokarnei barzel b'chamas kochacha torotz tismarmer el avirei boshon l'shalachosom la'azazel. What's going on? You're taking the greatest rabbonim and you're sending him to Azazel. That's this week's parasha. Sorrow la'azazel. Right? Exactly. If you paid attention yesterday in Kriyas Torah in Mincha, should have heard a little about this. Am I correct? Am I correct? Weren't you in shul? Some of you I know were in shul. You heard about the Sarah Lazazel. Right? But Tetze Chotetz Lefotetz Harareyah the Shuach Givos Olam Bizam Eretz Titzah. You have to know Tanakh for this. Yeah, this is not the parsha. This is the rank out of the Rivosh. Alisa Bigderes HaShahayosh Mimekedem Lanu Choma. Went up on these fences which forever have been our fence to keep Shabbos. Uklima Shchoscha Biyotcha. You want to destroy them. Makabas Vagarza, you're taking an axe and a hammer. Mapet Satolahem, Klim Elchama, Maparats the parents. It's all psukim if you don't know what Chumash and Tanakh, don't know where he's coming from. Nofel Niver Bechoma Nisgova, Fatasach Hashem Kayom Hazem. Which you all said this morning about a Kaddish Baruch Hu. This guy is accusing the Rivosh of trying to make a name for himself, but going against all the Gedolim of previous generations. Hey, there's a ranker. Chosafta Zoracha Natuy Amude Shemayim Lahashkiv Lamatova. Ala roim chora apcha v'atalim al sfas loshon hoyu benecha kachagovim. Another pasuk. The gedolim are like grasshoppers in your eyes. Ze kapul v'ze rashun hamor agoda rabbeinu Shlomo zal Rashi gila amukas haTalmud minichoshech lo amu kol sasim v'vezulas perusha v'yekadeva seve chosim. That's Rashi. Marsheni rabbeinu Yaakov ishtam rabbeinu Tam shekamo v'pilpul oniyah me'acha shatalmud echtam. Everyone's afraid of these two greats, Rashi and Tam. They're None of these. Not Rashi, not Rabbi Natan, not Bali Atos, and nothing in your eyes. Hen klum, kemar medli, kashachach mosnaim nechshavu. Pesukah from Yeshayo. Uchemotze mayim ashe meimav dechzavu. Pesukah, I think it's from Yirmiyo. He's quoting all over Tanakh that there's like nothing in your eyes. Tachshav tiparnach ha'ovah mikreis. If you think that your fingernail is thicker than their belly. We use that expression the other way around. At the Rishonim, their fingernails are thicker than our bellies. The Rav Asher is accusing this fellow of the reverse. Wow. Uveruach svasecha tamter achalokosam eish v'gofris. You're pouring eish v'gofris. You have a sedom or a parashat nitzavim. Veruach zalavas menas kosam. Bemecha kol hayom gam lechol leiv kamohem. Uleshon vada bertzachos kele tamar. Lo socha shim yutamu heima vatot tatar. Doesn't bother you. Be'necha mishpatam yetzin okram. It's a poem now. Tashia v'tachta lo takbid. Yes, Ruhem ayatom tatir. Tachshav kula nivru l'shar sucha. Likos lefanecha avreich. Av v'chok v'rach b'shonim. He is, and this is a bash. He put his name in. Today we take the name out. You should put the poor fellow's name in. It's here for all posterity. Okay? Look what he says. Lo sosim leiv imikala luhema atot avarech. Al kein torim rosh blema bo al gevil no matzu mayim ani minacha baderech ishte eshte v'gam esho kehisti yisrael liav Hashem Elokim nasa l'nidosh l'nimudim l'odas los berus ruchi koach avon. It's all psukah from Tanakh. Kochi kocha deter odifli afim no agu yisru hinei hu minik betos totzi mazara zaras usvaras nachrios losrem avosenu v'alemu yasa titzka asher poshet yisru b'chol yisrael lipisovim b'svarim Tidrosh bepirk and public lahatir lo techrad in beir shofar yitka. Again, based on pesukim in Treyasa. Vim laaz alecha medina miyameinu l'arinu kachtom alem mutorim atem u'micham onim ora yodeni l'tar asheretz anidol odom atarenu lo oshim b'nei kol lo yonu amos sipai b'kol akore shamati all this kel rabos imcha. I heard all this about Yitzhak Rivash v'lo ha'isi mamim. I didn't believe it. I gave the benefit of the doubt. Can't be true. Amati believe chalila lezaken shekana chachma v'yoshem b'yeshiva sheyomer al smol sheyamin v'sheyigakel b'yisurin shemishmeres v'mishmeres im yore yore yodin yodin yater yisurin al yater. This is a rank out. There was three smichas. Yore yore yodin yodin yater b'choros yater. The next one is b'choros. Rabbi spends 18 months of. We make a joke. Yater yater smicha. He's matter everything. That's the joke which the Rav Asher said. Yater yisur and yater. It's a Rav Asher's joke. Nebuch. Al yater. Vim nira lo eiz etel lalochem neshu medame lo yasa meisel. Min amona heter ahu yayel and v'yaset. Keep quiet. En tzok loma lo shal yiftach piv l'dabet toa la rishonim. Hoyo libam kepischo shalulam. Umamim arishonim kem alochem onu b'nei enos. Shabbos kuf yud beis. What? You don't know about that? If the Rishonim is Kibbutz Adam, not even Rav Chama or Pinchas Ben Yor. Who misparim taras garati yehori dibos emra bekaf l'shoni achem belochem es lochamecha es rivechem anochi yarev chol adover alecho mafte besofa alasos taroscha plaster chitzech alabo chemos alavaspa vech bal piv psachter. Can Pomeravs Haley Echad Mitamidecha, if they call Chabur, Kiros, Rabbi Yom HaShabbos, Misal Sel Bissarcha Visorek. You yourself, Rebbe, that's what you're calling here on Shabbos. Ka'arti Bob and Azifa, he see Bob Morazorek. Ah, Toksho, Achalayam Yuchat Shebeda, Rabbi Chizdoy Shlomo, Natri Rachmon, Kuntrischa Rishon, Gamas Hasheni, for he see Kosovahed being as Srika, Gavinas, you like Gavinas prepared not for them. For Yisrael, Mavakash Heter Verot Feyu. Bakash Shalom Verot Feyu. Mavakash Heter Verot Feyu. Can you imagine this? Hu Tilas Hu Percho Ma'astes Me'ashiloa Kacholcha B'Meisharam Devei Rishonim Zal Hu Bechata Bechayim Lishos Mi'amayim B'Borcha V'Nosu Mitoch Bercho. You bring a right from Rabbeinu Tam, etc., etc., etc. Kama to Yisrael to B'Myoncha. What a terrible mistake you made. Terrible mistake. Rabbeinu Tam was Rav Gruver. He can argue. Who are you? Who are you? Who are you? Rabbi Natan is greater than everybody else. But, and he explained what he said, right? It's Rabbi Natan, Atah, Kvodcha b'mkomcha munach, eincha mevi raya l'dvarecha, ki maisa listor. Ha'edus, she'edat alirahi, she'usorken as boha b'churos, v'chisuri mechzera. Can't do that. No machaber ever said mutlis b'shabbos. If you would have found someone hechrash, they'd be quiet. But Daniel the Kapskus. But no one said it. No one said it. Hetter Rasriga to Machash Matsucha. Lo nimsa the Shum Machab and Mefarish. We see a ball of coal. U Poshe Bucho Yisrael. Vamini Machiach. Boom. How do you like that? This is a rank out of almost unprecedented dimensions that you find in Sifri Yerushal. He gives them over the head. Mamash over the head. This is all the introduction of Rosa. We haven't gotten to the actual psak. What's wrong? Why? It says this is a Nazir. It's quoted in Shabbos. Nazir chov of mefas b'lo sorek. Shimon? The Gemara says, no, lahoshin imen hamedudon lo sorek. It's worse than psikresha. It's a miskaven mamish. I have to discuss this, Rabbi Osir. Is it psikresha or miskaven mamish? The posh from the Gemara Nazir, or in Shabbos Afnun, is that it's a miskaven mamish. Dover borosh has listened to Shabbos. Mumiskaven lahoshir. I'll say, you want to be makil? Change the gears, or you can't change the gears? You'll say, it's only a psikresha. Hold on. Is Issa Malacha Bishim Gozes, Ika Skila Vikores. Whoa. It's true, Rashi said in Shabbos, it's a psikresha. Humanatema. Echnelma halacha mufereshes bimkoma me'ine e'er mor agola. Because in Nazir it says it's miskaven, as we said earlier. Maybe the Rav Zal hold Rashi, what's pshat? What did Rashi think? Im hoya osir asrikim neishu miskaven, the Tana shouldn't have said, lehachnes isir asrikim ben hachafifa ben b'nesim b'chol of apispus, ben hachafifa b'adom ha-shosir rabi yishmo meshna mesheres hasar. Hola le Tana l'shanas mishna b'fnei atzma, Nazir osir listuk al-kein even in Rav Zal, shakol v'shem psigresha. Het hachafifa b'apispus, lo habib psigresha, isir asrikim ben psigresha. Fine. That's how we can defend Shitas Rashi. Okay? But Psikresha is also prohibited. So what's the heter over here? What's going on? How can you be possibly matter it? Psikresha is also Meshabbos. What about Shimon Psikresha? You deny it's a Psikresha? And a Sorek Tolish Kol Sar Rosho, there's no hair left in his head. See, it's not a Psikresha. Kol Sar Vesar, we get a Rapsha. Oh, alumnus. Rabbi Rabbanah Televeshi said this. No single hair is doomed to be pulled out by the comb. Some hairs are left. A few come out. Came and she came. Evshesh lo yitlo shafilo echad mehem. Zeh mevura habitl exclamation point. Sheim kein agamor k'subas davov. It's not a psikresha. Came and she ain't kol hayayin nischem imenu. At shiyor yishor yovesh kecheres. The k'subas says, also the chulei psikresha. You don't know which drop of wine is going to come out. El kol shia nischem imenu bevadai b'shira l'schayim alav osur v'nikram psikresha. Mashem nischem akol neshen emuchan lisochem b'kmo amashka yotzen rishon. Apisrika hu psikresha l'hashir abosai shteinim in medul dolen shere'ein odem sorg levatola elak shiksas harosem medul dolen kshurin zelazem kshutu anaksharim ha'idei Ashara, Nochu Shoktu Acherim. Look at that. He's saying that you are absolutely wrong. Not finished yet. We're not finished yet. Let's go slow. So at first glance, it's at least a psikreshen. It can happen once in a yovel. We express it in Yiddish. Eimol na yovel. Comes from the Rivosh. Yisuk Pamachas B'Yovel. V'lo Yashir. It's not a Psegresha. And Shmuel said in Ksubas Dava, Pirtz of Dechuka, etc. Yeah. Herachta V'Drom Elu. Boshnu Midvarecha. Can you imagine the Rebbe telling the Talmud in public? I'm embarrassed by what you said. I'm embarrassed. Chacham shekemosva ek yasuk b'dvarim halolu v'adava barur shem la'osa malachu p'sik reishas v'yesa lo af bish la'odam acher lo havim p'sik reishas. The sugi of Yesh Boki Ba'atoya. We're not going into that right now. Odomarta, here's the key line. This is, till now it's just an introduction. Here's what we really have to look at the Rivashim and Shin Sari Dali. Odomarta, Sha'afim Tiyas Shrikim Psikresha Muteris, Kvisaris Bala Aruchzal, Lomodir Abshim Psikresha, Elaheka de Nichale, Veneta Bedover, Avalheka Dazal Ibud Lo, Kasafta, Shacholo is Zalakriba Rice Brewers Kidvarv. And various rising Sukalamit Gimel, Ishoshana Khriti, Yumalam Dalam at Bays. So therefore it's okay. It's okay. Zop er. Lu yehi chidire bal oroch zali ebekan osir. The nene bashara saseir. He claims it's just considered to be I don't know. Why? Watch what he says. Kevan shu rotze ba afroda sasara samadul dolna vanakshara. Shem nimnoi afroda bezula sasara. Im keinenu bashara. When I speak of the Rache, Rache Shara Sasak, Mosh Kosav Tel Namala, Beferesh, Yudin Nazik Ol Sorek. What's what I call a super psikresha? There's no alternative whatsoever. There's no way in the world to pull the hair, to comb the hair without the hair coming out. He says the Orach is Moda in the case that we call in our language, super psikresha. Super psikresha, the Orach is Moda, that it's Asur. So writes the Rivash. True, Rabbi Osai. Not everybody in this room was a bucky in Shuvas Arivash. I can see that. But I did ask you to see something, if I'm not mistaken, on the Mara Makomas, where this fundamental idea of the Rivash is quoted in one brief line in the Sharetzim. Much, much wrong. Much, much further. I think the Aruch is wrong in any event. But even according to the Aruch, it's not allowed. So therefore, it's completely prohibited, and you're not right for being motivated for doing it in front of people. How could you do it? It's impossible. You're saying it is from Catalonia, part of Spain. They didn't try to stop them. I also come from there. Your city is bigger than your city. I never saw it. Even touching the comb was like a klisha melach to the Easter. Yes, he says. Habachuras misaknos miat sarosham, beklia osi misaros chachazir. And it's a very soft brush. It's not a psikresha. And even in that city, it was prohibited. They just the bachuros vakalos, men didn't do it. And you would have said, it's mutter for them too. The kids, you're all wrong. And he gives them a rank out. Adkan, the Rivosh, is ranking out this Rab Chaim Rab Glifa. I never heard of him. And he's really took it on the chin, on the head, from the Rivosh. Oh, man. The Sharatzian quotes this Rivash very, very briefly. I think it's on the Makara sheet, if not mistaken. If you find the Mishnah Berurah. End of Simon Shin Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch Zinala called me here on Shabbos. So I state, Shulchan Aruch. Then Mr. Brewer, in explaining that, Also this talk, Shum Tlisha Saraguf, Tave told of the Gozes. Sheyefsher, Alkein Afim Eino Mechavin Letlisha Saseir, Gam Ken Osir, Tave Psik Reisha. So this is a Psik Reisha, Rabbo Sai. And what happened to the issue, Rabbo Sai, of Psik Reisha, Delo Nichole. Why don't we apply the principle of Psik Reisha, Delo Nichole over here? That would make sense, right? Let's see if we can get the right source in Sharatzi. And we quote this Rivosh. Bafilu ayin dalet. Leman diyoma psik reisha lo nichalei shari. Kimosh kosa b'sof simen shinchof. The Aruch. Mikol makom. Kevan shirot se bafrodas hasaros. V'ze iyem shazulas hasharas hasaros. Have a kip psik reisha lo nichalei. Rivosh. We just saw the Rivosh. We saw in the original. What do I call this? Super psik reisha. So Rabbo say, anyone look up Reb Chaim? I see Reb Chaim over Shabbos. No, you're too busy in Riverdale. See Reb Chaim? Okay. Reb Chaim claims that the Rambam holds like the Yoruch. And the Chazanish says no. He holds not against the Yoruch. We'll see soon later on. I want that originally say the Pshar Rabbo say, Tamidei Chachamim, Marbim Sholom Ba'olam. Try to make Sholom about this. How can you make Sholom? This is a big argument. Rabbo say, if what we said earlier, if the Rivash is correct, what do Rivash say? Only regular psikresha is mutter. Super psikresha is also. And if the Mekemes and Mishnah is correct, based upon the Rashi and Shilta Giborim, that the only kind of psikresha which we recognize is what we call a super psikresha, it's a plain psikresha, it's heter gomer. To the Ram left out all the ukimtas var, the chavre, barze, bezuye, isle kevi, ishta shanachrit, left them all out. Those just indicate that it's not a super psikresha. So, but the machlokes, Rabbi Osai, there's no room for the machlokes between whom and who, between the Rav Chaim and the Chazanish. Why? Manasha, what kind of psikresha are you talking about? What to the Rambam? If you talk about what we call a regular psikresha, even if nichole, it's more to call to the Rambam. Come on, hold some sum psikresha. And if it's sum psikresha, even the call to the Yarav, it's also called to the Rivash. So there's no. It's a tremendous argument between Reb Chaim and the Chazanish. It's printed in the back of the Reb Chaim and the Chazanish. Very good. No Shabbos. No room for Machlokes. Make up your mind. Regular psikresha, the way we saw the Mekemes, the Shabbat, the Rambam, it's both even if Nichole. Super psikresha, going to the Rivash, we just saw as Asur, even if Lo Nichole. It's both the Machlokes. That's what I taught for many years, trying to make Marvish Shalom Ba'olam. There's no Machlokes between Reb Chaim and the Chazanish. There's no room for the Machlokes. Because in the regular case of psikresha, Rambam holds it's not a psikresha at all. And the super psikresha, which he only holds from according to the Mekemes and Mishnah, the other fiyah rivash darach is moda, that it's also. But the machlets. But it's a problem, Rabbi Osir. There is a serious problem, and that we want to discuss right now. The Rambam writes in Hilchot Shabbos. Perek Aleph. Look very carefully to the words of the Rambam. Osa Masa. This is what's called Dava Shein Miskaver. Halacha Hey. Osa Masa. V'nasas Biglolo Malacha. Shevada Te'osa B'shvil Osa Masa. It's a question. Afal Pi Shelo Niskaven Lo Chayav. It's a question. It's Chayav. Shadava Yodua. She'ev she'shelo te'yasa osa malacha. So far so good. Keita. Harei she'tzarech l'rosh ha'of l'sachik b'kota. V'chotach rosh ha'b'shabbos. Now here's the key. Every word is key. Af al pi she'en sof megamoso l'harigas ha'of bilvad chayov. Even though your goal was not killing the bird only, you're still chayav. Why? Shadava yodua, sheyav sheyachtek, moshe chayav, yichya, elam mavis, mavis shilov. Fine. There's one word which is problem. What's the problem? What's the word? Af al pi shein sof megamoso, lahariga sa'ov bilvad. Even though his goal is not the killing of the bird alone, what's alone doing there? What's alone doing there? You get an impression, Rabbi Osai, that the killing of the bird is included in Sof Megamasa. It's just not Harigas Ha'of Bilvad, but Harigas Ha'of is included as part of Sof Megamasa. Why? This is a Chazanish on the Rambam, quote, Ustimas Advarim Af Lo Ichbas Leib Misas Ha'of V'Loshon Bilvad Eino Muvon V'Nire Shehu Miyutar. Chazanish said the word Bilvad is extra. What does that mean, extra? Cross it out. Cross out a word in the Rambam. If you look at Frankel, there's no text ever in history that left out the word Bilvad. Hard to cross things out of that nature. Very difficult. Very difficult. As a matter of fact, the Mekeves in it, the Kappas Tamarim, in Sukkot Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, where the Sukkot of Hoshana Achrita is found, here's the Kashkin against the Rambam. Rambam passes Melach Hashem Tzichel Legufo Eschayov. So we should say, Kol Kavanoso Im Kol Kavanoso Lerol Shaof Letzachikbo should still be Chayov, but Loshen Bilvad indicates that you would be potter. Seems to me that if you have the Girsa Bilvad, which we have, you're forced to the conclusion that the Rambam has to hold like the Yoruch. He has to hold like the Yoruch, as Reb Chaim said. But beyond that, you get an impression, Rabbi Osai, this heter works even in super psik ratio. What did we see before in the Mekeves and Mishnah? That the case of the cutting off the bird in order to have a plaything, cutting off the bird's head for a plaything for your child, that's super psik ratio. And even in the case of super psik ratio, the Rambam writes one more time, what's the case? When are you chayav? Ein sof megamoso lariga sof bilvat. Means what do you want? You want the Harigas Ha'of as well as the baby's, as the bird's head. But if you wouldn't want anything but the birdie's head, you would be potter, even though it's a psik resha, even mutter perhaps. Get an impression that the Rambam denies super psik resha. But the Pashup Shat goes beyond the Rivosh. So it appear it's interesting about Zai. The Egle Tal wanted to be Melamed Schus that there were Jews who were combing their hair on Shabbos. It's against the Shulchan Aruch. So he suggested, Rabbi Osai, he suggested that, well, when you comb your hair, any hair that's going to come out with your comb before you pulled it out was very loosely connected. It's called Saras Hamaduldolos. It was a loose connection. That's only by the Rabbanah. The only Chayavin goes if you take them which is strongly connected to the skin. It was loose connection anyway. It's only Yisra de Rabbanon. So it comes out, right? Epsik Reisha, Tlonichale, but Yisra de Rabbanon is permissible. And that's the person who asked the question by the Rivash. No, not enough for me. So it comes out, one second. The question becomes, according to Rabbi Chanan, we don't understand. Chad Meister, Rabbi Osai, we said before, is Aser Babsik Resha Dlo Nichle. So writes Rabbi Chanan. Now the Rambam makes a difference between Efsher and Efsher Bin Yanacher, as the Mekeves HaMishnah says. He holds from the concept of Suva Psik Resha. Therefore, he must be going with the Svara of Chad Meister. I told you this already a few minutes ago. That with the Mahalach of Mechavein, doesn't matter that it's a Suva Psik Resha. It should be Mutter anyway if Nichle. Only if you go with the Malach of Chad Meiser, then you can say, this is such a Chad Meiser, it's impossible of one or the other completely, then the Oroch might concede that it's considered to be a Chad Meiser. But according to the Rambam, why is a Mutter in the case of Super Psik Resha? But on Nichalei, It should be also, as the Rav Ash said, why is the Rambam against the Rav Ash? Rav Ash makes sense. So Rav Olsai, I told you it was false. We have a Chakira. What's Pshat of Psik Reisha? Is Psik Reisha considered a Mechavim? Is Psik Reisha called Chad Maisa? So we have to offer three possibilities. Either it's the first, or it's the second, or either. That was last week's shiur. Either we pass an halacha, both son of the Chakira are correct. Psik Reisha could be chayv either for Chad Maisa or for Mechavim. Am I showing on the board? So Psik Reisha the Nichle by the Raisi of both. Psik Reisha the Lo Nichle by the Raisi of one, namely Chad Maisa. Psik Reisha the Nichle by the Rabbanans, you have one. You have Mechavim, you don't have Chad Maisa. Psik Reisha Lo Nichle by the Rabbanans, you have neither. That was the whole shiur we had. You recall the whole chart on the board last week. Now, according to the Rambam, we get to a Sydney Apple conclusion. In order to be Chayim and Shabbos, you need both. So it's one, the other, either, or both. For some of the Chakir. Both. You have to have both. If it's Chad Maisa, because you have Shemin Yenacher, then it's called a Mechaveh. But if it's Evshem and Yenacher, it's not called Chad Maisa. It's not called the Psik Reisha at all. But if it's Evshem Yenacher, we call it Sul Psik Reisha. And Lo Nichale, right? So then, you can't call it a Mechave. So there would be a situation where it might potentially be Bimut, let's chazer again. One more time. If it's Chad Maisa, because you have Shemin Yenacher, it's called, catch this now, one more time. If it's Chad Maisa, because it's a Suub Sekresha, but you have Shemin Yenacher, then and only then, it's labeled as a Mechavim. If Shemin Yenacher, it's not called Chad Maisa, not a Sekresha at all. But if it's impossible otherwise, labeled as Chad Maisa, but below Nichole, you can't consider him a Mechavein. So Rabbo said, the Lombus going to the Rambam is, you first have to get it to be a Chad Maisa, and then you can treat it as a Mechavein. So therefore, even if it is Chad Maisa, Super Secretia, if it's Lo Nichole, you're not a Mechavein. As the Bechana said, this is Chakira. So far, Rabbo said, so good. The only problem with this whole superstructure which we're trying to create over here is in the details. It's often that way. It's very beautiful to fly through the air with the greatest of ease. But to come down to the details, get caught in a couple of traps. Let's analyze them one by one. One by one. You see in that Mishnah Brura, what happened? I erased it? I did? I wasn't smart. Still have it somewhere. Sorry. Biolog. Last one. Watch this. Look, he says. He says, what happens in the following case? Tikun ha-shosim ha-naros she'achas she'roshon ha-yosorek yofeh ve'ein bo chashat shel ha-sharas nimin. Rokes and Amasik with Shem and Torah from Bemayim and Mavir and Amasik are Rosh and Lahabik are Sarah Subazu. Means otherwise, it's okay. Achashek Vahoya are Rosh Soruk Yofe. Then it'll be alright. That'll be alright. And the Rivosh says, Shaloya Rosh Soruk Adain Soruk Yofe. But if it was not, if it was Soruk Yofe according to the Rivosh, there's no problem. There's no problem. the question becomes, why don't we say, Rabosai, since if it would have been Sarek Yofer, there'd be no problem. So it's not a segregation. The answer is, clearly, that's a different case. There are two different cases in this world. Sarek Yofer and Ain Sarek Yofer. Given the way it's presented right now, Ain Sarek Yofer, we apply the principle of segregation. Wait a second. That works when it comes to Barzer Bezuye. I take a tweezers to get the skin off. I could have taken a knife. Right. Well, Isbe Kevi, there's a window. Pop the window into the side of the beehive. I could have done without that. So what I mean, I'm covering the beehive. I could have just as easily made a hole. That means the present act that I'm doing, I want to get the skin off the animal, Rabosai, and I want to cover the beehive from the rain. Doing that, I can get the skin out with the tweezers. I can cover the beehive with a little hole in the, make a hole in the side. It's in my power to achieve A without B. Not a super segregation. What do you do with Arad Dechavre? Arad Dechavre, Rabosai. Right now, in this Sadeh, it's my Sadeh. So too, Rabosai. I pull off a berry on Sukkis. Right now, I have no other Adas. This is my Dalet Minim. What could have been, should have been, might have been, would have been. Who cares? That's just theoretical. Right now. It's interesting, Rabosai. The answer, I believe, is based on the Kesef Mishnah, on that Rambam. See, I erased too fast. Kesef Mishnah writes in the 8th perek of Hilchos Lulav, Hayu Anavim Merubos. The whole discussion about Chozer V'Nira, Yesh Tichu Yesel Mitzvahs, Yikos Hashan Achriti, ומאחד עם משכח הושן החוויתי רשוי ללוקטון להכילו חושב ביודו לתקן. It's in his power to do it differently. Therefore, there's no din of mitzvahs. Yesh dichu yetzal mitzvahs. It was within my power, Abosai. The Kesef Mishnah explains. It was within my power. Okay? It was within my power to get another Hadas. It's considered already now Biyodo. Now Biyodo. And therefore, it's labeled already now as Ev Shalalakeit Inve Hadas Zeh B'li'isim Etak. And you know why? I could have bought another Hadas. So given the present matzav of this hadas with the berries on it, I could easily achieve a way I could pull off the berries without a tikkun, because I just buy another hadas. So too, what could I have done? I could have taken the off of the tweezers, the skin of the eye, took it off regular. So too, I could have made a hole in the side of the BI, but it didn't bother. It's okay anyway. Promise as follows. The Rambam passed the Malacha Shein Etzricha Legufas Chayef. So by Barzer Bezuya, you'll say he could have done it in a way where there's no Easter at all. You use the tweezers, it's not called flaying at all. But what in heaven's name do you do with Ara Dechavre? Why should Ara Dechavre be Mutter? So Tosfos said in Shabbos Kuf Gimel, so it's a melacha shein tzvicha legufo. Rabban pas melacha shein tzvicha legufo is chayov. And the same applies ish to shana achriti. Take a look at both sides. In Masechta Sukkah. Masechta Sukkah. I see Rashi. Rashi has a Masechta Sukkah on that sugya, Rabbi Osai. Daf Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis. Oh, I made a mistake. I want Tosfos, not Rashi. Tosfos Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis discusses this question. They give a whole sugya increases, which I have to get to a little bit later on. As ain't shir legufa, like chofa gume tzor aliyafa. Yeah, it's a psik resha. Ain't shir legufa. Okay? The chen hodem mishani ocho. Is the oshana achvisera. Hayne mishim da'oza vimalocha shen it's shir legufa. I should report there, it's us, it's Mutter Mishra Mitzvah, Rabbosai. Rebbeinu Shalom. The Rambam can't accept this, because the Rambam passes the Malacha Shein Tzricha Legufa is Chayav, as we saw. So what's the head of Yisra Shana Achriti? What's going on? Arad Achavre, we should say, is Chayav, Midin Choresh. Hadas Acher, should be Chayav, should be Osir, Metaken Mona. I saw Rav Nissen Kaplan as his kasha. The beautiful title of the Shalmei Nissen on Perek Abona. If I have a chance, I'll bring it in. He goes, he has a kasha against the Mekeres HaMishnah. The way we're suggesting, according to the Rambam, Ensil Guf Eschayev, you can't do Talisha without an Issur Choresh. Even if you go to your neighbor's field, it'll still be Osur, because Melacha Shein Tzvicha Leguf is Chayav. It's impossible. I make my field Hefker. So what? She'll still be Chayav a Melacha Choresh B'mashu. I can buy a Hadas. I'm still over on Tikkun Mana. That's a big problem. Lo nichalei kontra rivash wouldn't even help. Super segregation. Apparently, Rabbi Osai, I have to say that the Rambam argues on the rivash and says even a super segregation is still permissible. And after we said before, based on the word bilvad, Chazdish crossed it out. But if you don't cross it out, not only do you get that the Rambam holds like the Aruch, he goes beyond the Rivash's version of the Aruch. And therefore, according to what should emerge according to the Rambam, if all these assumptions are correct, should be mutter to comb your hair on Shabbos. Like poor up Chaim Rab Glifa got, no pun intended, hit over the head. Should be matter combing the hair on the head. So he got bashed by the Rivash. But he says, even the Rav Aruch only said, Lo Nichalei in a case view, could have done it differently. But if Apshat and Rambam is correct, it's not so. Rambam holds like the Aruch, but even in a case in which it's a super segregation, so it would appear. Because the case of cutting off the head is super segregation, as we saw before, Mekeves HaMishnah, the Rivash. That's what emerges according to this interpretation. Right, whether it's true or not, I can't say for sure. We have to discuss, but not today, we'll discuss it tomorrow. What is the Rambam's opinion about the Aruch? Is it like the Aruch or against the Aruch? So we are prejudiced, I'll tell you in advance. They always like the Aruch and even beyond the Rivash's version of the Aruch. But that's only our prejudice. We have to look at Rambam. I asked the Rambam Hilchos Shgagos, Perek Zayin Halacha Yud Beis. Please look up that for tomorrow. We'll have to discuss that, what is Shiva's Rambam believe that. But now we come back to one word, which I asked you to focus on last week. A single word. When the Mishnah Brura said in Simon Shin Yud Dalet that even though Poshim Shat Baran Bet Yosef and Shin Yud Dalet Aleph is the Psik Resha on the older Rabbanans is Mutter, we don't pass in that way. But he threw in an extra term. His term was Ikro de Rabbanan. Do you remember that one? Ikro de Rabbanan. I believe that is absolutely key. It's absolutely key. I want to show the various proofs in one direction or the other direction. We saw, let's go back to Simon Shin Yud Dalet, that's where we started. Let's take the Mishnah Brura, for example. We write to him in Shin Yudal. Here's that key word that we saw coming to now to emphasize it even more. Watch this. Aitha Psik Resha. Kevan the Ikar. Isur Rakat Midrabbanan. Srile the Shulchan Aruch. The Shari. And the Rambam disagrees. Machlokas Mechab and the Rambam. Oh. However, if one looks over here, this is Mishnah Brura. Look at the Magen Avraham when he talks about this issue. What does he say? He brings a mechaber. Quotes a Chumash Hadeshin at some length. We saw this already once before. Gama shekosel lahatip sekreisha b'mina de rabbanon. Tzarech iyun. The b'simen shin yud vav sevdali se behedja the aser. The mechaber said it's aser. Tamar aruch hu. We already answered that question before. Right? The question was it mino nitzo, ne mino nitzo, right? Whether it's nichole, whether it's no nichole, that's the two girsos in Shabbos, excuse me, basis of lamed vav. We took about Kurdis last week, if you recall. V'chein kosis atosis b'shabbos kuf gimel lo tzricha, that only lo nichle but the rabbanans is mutter rabosai, but nichle by the rabbanans are in fact asur. Comes the Magen Avraham and says, aside from that, tosis and psachim was only an, we saw this last week, only an elomar. Doesn't mean not emes if he emes asur. V'chein mashma b'simen reish ayin zayin sif alev sif gimel. Navakash. If reish ayin zayin alef and gimel say it's mutter, it's a stira in the mechaber. Which this guy who say in the mechaber holds in shin yud dalet alef. The psik reisha by the rabbanans is mutter, as we saw carefully in the Magen Avraham and Mishnah Brura. It's not going to be at the same source. The Shulchan Aruch says in Reish Ayin Zayin Sif Aleph and Gimel that in fact it is prohibited, would be a stira. This is what the problem we have is. What happens, Rabbi Osai? What's kibui? What's kibui? Also, liftoach adeles, ulinalo kedaka shemeti adeles, no kesh lovitz chabenu. The word shema is a whole tumult in the bialach. What kind of shema? It's supposed to be a psikresha. So he has a famous teretz. It's called Karav of the psikresha, which perhaps we'll get to a little bit later. But it's all the Rabbanon. Why is it the Rabbanon, according to the Mechaber anyway? Because malacha shen etzricha legufa is potter. Kibui is generally speaking ain't etzricha legufa. In the mikdash they needed it for the charcoals. Today we don't need it for that. So by definition it ain't etzricha legufa. So it's the Rabbanon, it's a gracious answer anyway. Rabbi Osa, my answer is very simple. Here it's Ikro Doraisa. It's Ikro Doraisa, Rabbi Osai. Ikro Doraisa. Everyone agrees that it's prohibited psikresha. The only time the various poskim are matter psikresha by the Rabbanon, as we saw in Mishnah Berurah, is Ikro Midirabbanon. Ikro Midirabbanon. A hole in the barrel. It's not mine. It's on the Marah Makomos. Yep. Anyone saw the Marah Makomos? This distinction I'm making now, Rabbi Osai, is not mine. I thought it was mine for many years. I found it mefurish in the Me'iri. What does the Miri say? It's very long. No. Watch this. The Amush Lo Chayim of Segregation with the Chachamim. When do we say this is so? That there's no din of Segregation by the Rabbanans. Ela b'davar she'ein ba'osa malacha isa Torah klal to go on mitzaref suganyuma, tempering the metal. Ava b'kibui she'yesh bo isa Torah b'psila she'tzorach la'avava when it's tzricha l'gufa lo mamish my words v'chama to amiri. Not all the rabbanos are created equal. Ikro the rabban, ikro the raisa. We say psikresha is prohibited. And Ikro Derabbanan would be permissible according to Maran Bet Yosef. That's the assault. That's the assault. So now, Rabbi Osai, I want to show you the Shmir Shabbos Kilchos. How did we get that last year? Was it also Rechok or we got it in Bar Ilan?
One more time, what was it?
Shmir Shabbos Kilchos.
Oh, that was Rechok.
All right. Can we get it? It's possible.
Yeah.
Okay. The Shmir Shabbos Kilchos, as you probably are aware, was redone to Sof Yomah. It was done, there were three Maduras. The first one was Tavshin Chof Hei, 1965, 50 years ago. It was a fairly simple Madura, a lot of coolness. The next Madura came out, Tavshin Lamates, much more lengthy and complex. Some of the coolness were eliminated. People wrote all kinds of papers about it. And the last edition, I think it's Tavshin Ayin, was almost the same as the first, except it had bigger print. It incorporated the Reb Shlomo Zalman's Tikkunim Emiluim, which was originally Chelek Gimel of Shmir Shabbos, in the original text, primarily in the footnotes, and the introductions, Klolei HaMalacha, which were originally with the Chelek Gimel, were now incorporated at the very beginning of Chelek Aleph. With me so far? Those were the three main better indexes. It was really a very nice piece of work. It took many, many years till it came out. Rabbi Nerva was very happy that it came out by Sof Yomov, this updated edition of the Shmir Shabbos Kilchos. This is, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, the new edition, if I recall. Madura Chadasha. Right, Madura Chadasha. Let's see what Chadasha means. How do I get this?
It should...
Oh, this is it.
Yeah.
Yeah, Madua Shlish. That's it. Tav Shinayin. I got it right. Tav Shinayin. Okay, so.
I think that open book.
This?
Icon. Yeah.
Okay. We learned Shabbos last year. We had a lot. We do this every day. We do this. This is Mamish Maisa B'chol Yom. Okay. What happened now? Still spinning.
It's loading.
Okay.
There we go.
Wow, big print. Bosafas Pirkei Mava Lichol Shabbos. That's exactly what we're going to do. Let's see how far we're going. Oh, it has to be a lot of introductory things. Let's see. Oh, we're still in the table of contents. Hakdama. Klali Melachos Shabbos, Perek Aleph. Okay, this is the beginning of the. I have to go another few pages. Went too far. Okay, we're getting closer. Here we go. Watch this. Psik Reisha. Oh, I have to move this. Which way do you want? Psik Reisha is Aser. Mem Beis in the footnote. Kovet Shurim. He says there are two reasons. Kevin Shudeh Shem Malacha Nas Mikri Malacha Bechavel Malacha. Or Kevin Shah Totsoi Totsoi Achrecha Shel Maaseu. And she bechla masa. We call chad masa. Now if you have psikresh lo nichale, tam rishon lo potter. We should be mutter should say. Tam sheni ein lo potter. B'shar esur mishum de lo nichale. Veda. This is in the original edition. I'm looking for lo nichale. I'm sorry. Upsegration lo nichle b'isur de rabbanon. Gam kein matzano li isur. Reish ayin zayin siv gimel b'bi alocha dibur maskel yi efshar. What does that mean? Ein tzrich le guf v'cham etzvei. The Pella Halker Rav Neubert considers this a right in the first place. Every psegration lo nichle is an ein tzrich le guf. So it would appear. That's a Tosus explained. Arad the Chavri, according to Tosus, to Nazi Yoruch, because it's always going to be ein tzrich le guf. That's no raya. That's not a Pella. So let's look through the other sources where you find other places where it's going to be prohibited. Shin Yud Beis Siv Zayin Mishnah Berurah Chaf and Sharatzion Chaf Gimel. I brought my Mishnah Berurah. I'm afraid to lose it. I'll go back and forth. I'll read it to you what it says.
What's the problem?
The Shmir Shabbos is telling us that we find cases of Psikresh Lo Nichle by the Rabbanan is awesome. I want to say it's mutter. He's going to print proofs that it's awesome. So the first proof is mamish no proof. The first proof is from Lachash Shein Tzricha L'Gufa that we know. Every Pesach Mesh L'Nichle is Lachash Shein Tzricha L'Gufa. The answer anyway, what do you mean? Adding from Reisha and Zayin to your Lach? That's nothing. What's Shin Yud Beis, Rabbo Sai? Shin, he's on the Mamma Komas, I believe. Shin Zayin, Shin Yud Beis, Siv Zayin, Chof, Hashara Sanimin. It's Bechlal Tolesh. Even though in a mechavel is a psik reishahu, presumably it's lo nichale, and presumably it's derabanan. Klar. It's true. It's a raya berura, Rabosai. It seems to me that the answer is with the Me'iri that I showed you before, or it's Ikra Doraisa, Rabosai. Ikra Doraisa. Go back to our old Yisod. Ikra Drabon is not considered to be a Maisa Iser. It's only considered to be like kind of a merit. But Ikra Doraisa, that's considered to be a Maisa Iser. This reminds me, we spoke about, if you recall, last week. We said not all the Rabbanans are created equal. Malachas Rabbanan is a Nisa Maisa, and Zeris Rabbanan, Zilzel, is not considered a Nisa Maisa. The same thing over here. Ikra Daraisa is a Nisa Maisa, Rabbanan is not. Oh, let's go one by one and take a look at these various rhymes. So, let's take a look. So we're going to make the following suggestion. There's an Easter Gozes Doraisa. Why is it Potter? Because of Kilachayad. That means Ikra Doraisa. Ikra Doraisa, we say, Sekresh Lo Nichle, Be Ikra Doraisa, which is now the Rabbanon, I'm admitting, is in fact Osir. That's exactly why it's the Gupas Osir. Ikra Doraisa. Mitzarev, Sodomiri, is Ikra Medirabbanon. Let's go a little further. Ayin shin lam azayin sharatzien yud l'chatchila osur gam kalachayad osur. Yeah. What's over there? What's shin lam azayin sharatzien yud? What's there? Says the Sharatzi in Shin Lamed Zayin Yud. Av shub sekresh lo nichale mikom makom lechatchila ein kedai kemo gorer kelim gedolim yoser agabit karka digam sham im yisav acharitzu mekalkalas abayis sekresh lo nichale. Yes! Because Mekal, it's Ikra Doraisa again. It's an Isa Choresh Doraisa, and Mekal knocks it down. But out of an Ikra Derabana, we want to say it's permissible. Oh. That's what I'm suggesting. That's Shin Lama Zayin. What's next? What he says. Mocha mitzvah sharina. Tarf resh mem vav siv beis and mishne brura siv katan ches. And then mocha hatzorech. Let's now, we're on page 51. I don't want to lose the page. We have to go to page 52 when we finish. Will I lose it completely?
No, that's you won't lose.
I won't lose. So let's go to Shulchan Aruch and back to here for a minute.
It's on top also.
Responsa. Okay. So let's go to where we have to quote. This we have to see inside. By the Mishnah Brura. What happened? What just happened? Tav resh mem vav hilchas lulav. Tav resh mem vav mishne brura ches. What does it say? He says, "Ishacha shelikna nachila ben amiskar malach shira mutter avra psikreishu dimemela muchshar." So it's lo machmirim b'zeh. He doesn't say here because it's mitzvah. He's matur amok a mitzvah. We're talking about. He's matur stam straight up, and that's correct. Tosis and Shabbos Kuf came in the last line said that segregation nichal by the rabbanon, at least the equal of the rabbanon is mutter. Mefurish, black and white. You don't need amok a mitzvah. I don't agree with what the Shmir Shabbos said. Then he quoted his next source. What was the next source that the Mishnah Brura quoted? Excuse me, the Shmir Shabbos Kolchasa quoted. He quoted Shin Chaf Aleph Siv Katan Nun Zayin. Let's take a look. Here we go. Nun Zayin. Talk about Lisha. Lisha. Okay? He's discussing over here the various situations. Ulai have a psikuresh lo nichale. And his psikuresh lo nichale is in fact would be mutter. Would be mutter. Okay? And the sharatzion. What does he say over here in sharatzion? Samaches. To psikuresh lo nichale be said rabbanan. Bingo! So the Shmir Shabbos is stuck with this. Oh, it's only B'malka Matzorah. He didn't say that. He said it's Mutter straight up. I think the reason why it's Mutter straight up is Ikro de Rabbanon. Ikro de Rabbanon, Rabbosa. Ikro de Rabbanon. Let's go back to Shmir Shabbos for a minute. We have to end in a few minutes. Let's just take a look back. Where do we get it? Here?
Yeah.
We just saw that. Shin Yud Aleph Mishnah Berurah Sof Sukkotan Yud Aleph O Mokom Tzar Shin Tezayin. If you recall, we suggest that's not necessarily considered Psikresha Tlo Nichalei in Shin Tezayin. Maybe it's a Psikresha De Nichalei. As we spoke about already last week, we had a Be'er Locha seem to say that if there's food in the box, it's different. I do concede that the Sharatzion seems to be against me. That's in Simon Shin Lamed Zayin. I want to give full disclosure. The Kitzur Nimritz, the cases that he said were mutter, and he attributed it to Malkum Mitzvah, Malkum Tzad, that's not true. They were not even Shalom Malkum Mitzvah, Shalom Malkum Tzad, they were not straight off, because Ikra de Rabbanan. All the cases that the Shmir Shabbos calls the Yisura, come out all, are referring to Ikra de Oraisa. I do concede, we're back here. I do concede. There's one Sharatzion which is against me. What happens? It's all about kibud habayis, about sweeping the floor. What are you afraid about? Some bristles of the broom. That's what we're worried about. What happened over here? Av shugam kem psikresh lo nichale mikom kom lechatchila ein kedai. Now, but this was a case, excuse me, of ikra d'oraisa. This is ikra d'oraisa. Ah, I made a mistake. Typos. No, I don't want that. No. Oh. Misasek, I pressed the wrong button. About zvuvim. The question whether zvuvim is nichale or lo nichale, that's the issue. So we said it's nichale, but it's the amount of time we'll stop over here. And mitzvah Hashem tomorrow we'll finish up some of the inyanim of psik reisha, and then hopefully we'll get back to some of the other inyanim of kosher switch with groma, with all kinds of other things, b'siyata d'shmaya. Okay? We'll stop here. Don't forget this.